I've checked in with some of the controllers at our peer universities to find out whether or not the information document request that we have received, the IDR, to see whether it's typical. And the feedback that I've received is that for a payroll and employment tax scope, that this is pretty usual. But I'd like to take the few minutes that we have right now to go through it to see if we can identify where our weak spots are before Agent Rich gets here.
Okay, let's do it here. I can handle anything the Infernal Revenue Service throws at us.
One of the first things they want is copies of all of our forms 941 and 945 for calendar year 2014, including our amended and corrected returns. I see that we did a few corrections, the usual stuff, though, nothing to get alarmed about. Processing some refunds for some of our non-resident alien students who needed a FICA refund, and we also had a repayment during calendar 15 for wages overpaid in 14, so we corrected those quarters in 14.
Yes, I feel comfortable with those. These were all legitimate corrections, and we put those, scanned them in, and we put them in a PDF format for the agent.
This was a lot of work putting this whole thing together. The next thing they wanted was a copy of our employee handbook. Thankfully, that's on the webpage. We didn't have to stand at the Xerox machine all day. They're looking for all of our calendar 2014 forms W-2, W-3, 1099 miscellaneous, and our 1096s. Fortunately, we file electronically, as we have to, so we are able to send those to them electronically, and also as well as a PDF of each of the tax forms that we had filed. And from there, he made a selection of the supporting W-4s and W-9s that he wants to look at. What do you think he's looking for there?
I don't know. I feel kind of comfortable with this area because we run a file throughout the year. We compare employees that are getting W-2s, and we compare it against our 1099 information to see if an employee could potentially receive a 1099 in the same year. And I think we did a pretty good job of trying to prevent someone getting both that wasn't supposed to, that it should have been all on a W-2.